Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Talk a little bit about your podcast and why did you even start this? Then we're going to have this great conversation about thinking and learning how to think well as people.
Okay. So it all started a couple years ago. My daughter was in seventh grade. She was in seventh grade, the school year 2019 through 2020. We all know what happened right during that school year. We do homeschool with Classical Conversations. And one of the books that these seventh graders read is called The Fallacy Detective. And I know you have it there to hold up.
It is awesome.
And it is an introduction, a fun introduction to critical thinking, to logic, to logical fallacies that people make. And a fallacy is just an error in thinking. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. I had never been exposed to this before. I did not learn logic. I did not learn about logical fallacies when I was in school. So as I'm going through this, I was directing my daughter's seventh grade class. So I had these 12 seventh graders, right? And I'm reading the book too with them. And I'm like, this is kind of blowing my mind because I didn't know that. I knew, like, you can always recognize, okay, something seems a little bit off with that. They said this or I read that. That just doesn't seem quite right. I had no idea there were actually names for each different kind of wrong thinking. And so we were like, the kids loved it. I loved it. So then 2020, we roll, as everybody knows, what happened then was the pandemic, right? That all started to happen. And then we roll into a presidential election. Mm-hmm. We get the advent of fact checkers on social media and all this stuff. And I'll tell you what, the thing that stood out to me was these kids who had had even just a very basic introduction to logic, to good thinking, to critical thinking, you couldn't fool them. You couldn't fool them. They would recognize, oh, that's a red herring, or they could name what was wrong with the statement as they were seeing it. And most adults can't do that. They don't have that skill. And so I thought, oh my goodness, you know what's hilarious? Try watching a presidential election with a whole bunch of kids who have been trained how to spot bad thinking. It's hilarious. Like, it's hilarious. They will call out those people over and over and over as they're presenting bad arguments and poor arguments. So I start seeing all this stuff and I start thinking, man, I feel like half of the issues that we have with our country would not be issues if people actually knew how to think, if they knew some of these basic principles for good thinking and bad thinking and how to recognize them, like these seventh graders that I had have been learning. And so that's where I started the podcast. I said, I have to do something. Like, I have to, I've got my daughter. She's growing up in this world. This world seems like it's just losing its mind. And so that's where I started the podcast. I said, I'm a homeschool mom, so I'm busy too. I want them to be short, fun, little episodes. Really aimed, my heart is for the next generation. So I thought, if I can make this so that families want to listen together, that's a win. Because now I get two generations, right? I get the parents and I get the kids. And so that's kind of who I always have in mind when I'm making my episodes, is that, is this something that would be beneficial for a family to listen to together, to have conversation about as they're going to the soccer game or whatever, right? Just kind of running around and listening. And it kind of has struck a nerve. It's taken off. I think people realize this is important and this matters. Yeah. And I want my kids to have this skill. I wasn't, like, just like me, and there's a reason I wasn't taught this in school. We didn't learn these skills, but they're easy and they're accessible. And once you have them, once you start to see the bad thinking, you will see it everywhere. And it's like, you can't unsee it anymore. I feel like in today's world that we're living in, this is probably not the most important skill, but it's right up there in one of the top five.
Yeah. I agree completely. We live in a world that doesn't know how to think well. And I appreciate you being, you know, just transparent about that for yourself, because I'm in that same boat where I never learned how to think. I always just learned what to think. I was always just told, like, this is what you think. This is what you're to believe. This is, you know, and praise God, I went to a good Christian school growing up, and you know, I had some fairly good training there. But overall, my worldview was kind of twisted when I came out of school and into my adult life, mm-hmm. because I never had really learned how to think. And I was one who was very influenced by society and media. And so I'm so thankful that the Lord has pulled me into the homeschool community, because I am absolutely 100% certain that I wouldn't even think through the process of how to think,
yeah,
without being a homeschool mom, nor would I right. ever teach it to my kids.
100%.
And so it is one of the greatest benefits of homeschooling our kids, is that we get to teach them truth. We get to back it up with scripture, but we also get to teach them how to think, and they need to know what they believe and why they believe it. Not just, you know, here, believe this because I said to believe it. And it's a big job, but I think it's not as scary and hard as we make it out to be. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.